WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Ever feel like you're constantly chasing a finish line that never seems to arrive? Like every project, every task, every little thing needs to be absolutely perfect before it sees the light of day? Well, guess what? You're not alone. That, my friends, is the siren song of perfectionism, and I'm Dylan Brooks, your guide through this mental fitness jungle we call life. On today's episode of the Stoic Mind Gym, we're tackling a beast many of us struggle with: letting go of perfectionism. It's that relentless inner critic, the voice whispering, not good enough, even when you've achieved something pretty darn impressive. It can lead to procrastination, anxiety, and ultimately, a life lived in fear of falling short. But here's the thing. True success doesn't come from striving for an unattainable ideal. It comes from embracing progress over perfection, action over inaction, and learning from our inevitable stumbles along the way. So, how do we break free from this perfectionism prison? Well, let's dive into 5 key takeaways that can help you start flexing those mental muscles and cultivate a more resilient, joyful approach to life. First things first, recognize that perfection is an illusion. Think about it. Is there truly anything 100% perfect in the world? Probably not. A sunset might be breathtakingly beautiful, but the clouds might obscure the view for just a moment. A delicious meal might be missing a sprinkle of salt. Perfection exists only in our minds, and often, it's a mirage that prevents us from fully enjoying the present moment. Second, remember that progress is more valuable than perfection. Every step you take towards your goals, no matter how small, deserves to be celebrated. It's about showing up consistently, learning along the way, and gradually building momentum. Think of it like training for a marathon. You wouldn't expect to run 26 miles on day one, right? You start with smaller runs, gradually increasing your distance, and celebrating each milestone achieved. Third, embrace failure as a stepping stone to success. We all stumble, we all make mistakes. But the key is not to let those setbacks define us. Instead, see them as opportunities to learn, grow, and refine our approach. Even some of the most successful people in history have faced countless failures along the way. Think about Thomas Edison. He famously said, "I have not failed. I've just found 10,000 ways that won't work." Fourth, practice self-compassion. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a good friend struggling through a tough time. Recognize that your worth is not determined by your achievements or imperfections. You are valuable simply for being you. And finally, remember to focus on what truly matters. There are so many things vying for our attention in this world, but it's essential to prioritize what brings us joy, meaning, and fulfillment. Instead of getting bogged down by the pursuit of perfection, shift your energy towards cultivating meaningful relationships, pursuing your passions, and making a positive impact on the world. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, who's an incredible writer with a knack for crafting beautiful stories. She's always striving to write the perfect novel, but it takes her years to even finish a draft because she gets bogged down by self-criticism and fear of imperfection. She misses out on opportunities to share her work with others, build connections with other writers, and simply enjoy the creative process. Sound familiar? This is where letting go of perfectionism comes in. What if Sarah embraced progress over perfection? What if she focused on writing regularly, even if it wasn't perfect? What if she shared her work with trusted friends for feedback instead of waiting for that elusive, perfect moment? She could discover a whole new world of joy and fulfillment in the act of creating. So, remember these key takeaways. Perfection is an illusion. Progress is more valuable than perfection. Failure is a stepping stone to success. Practice self-compassion, and focus on what truly matters. By letting go of this relentless pursuit of flawlessness, you can free yourself to live a more authentic, meaningful, and joyful life. Embrace the journey, celebrate your wins, learn from your mistakes, and remember, you're doing great just as you are. Now, I want to hear from you. Have you ever struggled with perfectionism? What steps have you taken to let go of that grip? Share your thoughts in the comments below or on our social media pages. And don't forget to subscribe to the Stoic Mind Gym for more daily workouts for your mental fitness. Until next time, keep striving, keep learning, and keep living your best life.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.